This is the Living in Fierce Alignment podcast, your go-to place for mindset transformation, self-empowerment, and personal development. I'm your host, Kayla. I'm a mindset coach for ambitious human beings who are wildly passionate about up-leveling themselves so that they can live a limitless life with ease. I'm here to show you how to create the life of your dreams and powerfully step into your full potential, and of course, live fiercely. So let's get started. Hello, hello, everyone. I am so pumped to be doing this Instagram live with you today because I'm going to be diving into some really cool things with you. So obviously lately on Instagram, I've been talking a lot about specificity in business, and I have been giving different examples from a business perspective, from a human design perspective. And so today I wanted to do this Instagram live to talk about what it means to be specific with your gene keys. And I'm going to give you some really great examples in terms of what to look at, what to contemplate, what it means when you are specific with your gene keys, so that it can help you stand out in your industry and also allow you to really step into your leadership, which is super fun. And I love talking about this work. So typically what I see with people is that they are going to be in the conversation of talking about what it is that they do. Oh, I have this certification, I have this designation, I have this experience, I've done X, Y, and Z. And people don't realize the power in leveraging their energetics when they talk about what they do within their work. And the reason why I really emphasize the power of your energetics, like using your human design and gene keys, is because your energetic imprinting is from the moment you are born. There is nothing to prove. It has nothing to do with your learned experience, what it is that you know or don't know. It's just your literal innate gifts inside of you. And this is what makes you unique, because you don't need to give the evidence. It just is. And so this is why this conversation today, I'm going to talk to you about really specific examples of the certain spheres and lines. You can do it with any of the spheres and any of the line expressions, but I'm going to share my own experience. I'm a 6-2 sacral generator. I'm going to share my own experience so you can say, oh, I see how she does this, so that you can go and do it for yourself. So on the Instagram live, if you see me looking over, it's because I have notes to make sure that I don't miss anything that I want to talk to you about. So we're going to go from I help you X, Y, and Z to this is who I am for you as I help you go through X, Y, and Z. That's what makes it special. It's not just specificity with your niche and your ideal client. It's this is who I am and this is who I help and how I help you. That is how you stand out. And you have to be specific with that. And it takes a high level of responsibility and willingness to be vulnerable and to take ownership of what it is that you offer. So the two spheres that I'm going to talk about today, I'm going to talk about the purpose sphere in the activation sequence. And then I'm going to give the example of the attraction sphere in the Venus sequence. So with the purpose sphere, I have the 15.2. I also have the 15 in my pearl, so I talk often about the 15th gene key or the 15th gate because it's the gate of extremes, it's polarizing, it's magnetic, it's a little bit crazy if I'm being completely honest with you. So this sphere is opening up once you've developed stability within your activation sequence. That first sequence, the green sequence, when you look at your gene keys, this is your activation sequence. These are your four, the four spheres are your four zones of genius, and this is what activates you in the physical realm. So I tell people these are the things that activate you in your business. This is why you experience these shadows, these patterns, these challenges. These are your areas of opportunity for personal growth, physically in your body, but also how you support your clients. So when you look at your purpose sphere, it's the last sphere in the sequence before you move into the Venus sequence. And this sphere is really about you being able to open up your beingness, because this is not something that you can fake. It's something that happens naturally. It's not about what you're doing. It's not about what you're saying. It's about how you're being while you're doing and saying the things that you're saying and doing. So for me, when I look at the line expression, so today we're really going to be talking about the lines, I have the line 2, which is known as the posture and fluids line. So when you look at the purpose sphere, it's really going to be talking, the line expressions represent the different types of stability that you find within your body. So we talk about fluids and postures, we're going to talk about cells, there's going to be blood, there's lots of different examples with the line expression. but how you embody your line expression is what is going to help you with your leadership in your business and as a service provider. So for me, the unconscious two line in the purpose sphere is about posture and fluids. This means that I am designed to bring flexibility and structure to my life and to the clients that I work with. So this is one of the really big components that I bring to the table when I work with people, because I show them how to bring in human design and gene keys and how you build your business so that you have fluidity, but you also have structure. Because a lot of the times when I work with people who are spiritual entrepreneurs, sometimes they've gone too far into the energetics and they haven't realized the importance of having that structure in place to build the framework that's going to support them. So it's really about having stability and a flow naturally, not having to force things. So when you go to contemplate this line expression in your purpose sphere, I really want you to consider, what does this bring to the table for me in terms of my leadership and how I support people? So when I consider the 15th gene key in my purpose sphere, this gene key is all about alchemizing dullness into magnetism and really being able to support people with creating that polarity in their life and being able to handle the extremes within the spectrum of being an entrepreneur. So it's like, my leadership is really about, okay, you're going to have these fucking highs and lows. We're going to normalize it because that's part of being human. And how do you bring fluidity and structure to this so that you can thrive in your business? This is a very specific aspect of energetics that I bring to the table beyond just saying I'm a 6-2 sacral generator, because that's very general, right? Or just talking about, oh, these are my gene keys and the activation sequence. It's like, this is my gene key. This is how it applies to business. This is the line expression. This is how it shows up in my leadership. So you can do the same thing for yourself, and it's going to help you build your own confidence, because there's nothing to prove. You've had this energetic imprinting since the moment that you were born. So now I want to talk about the attraction sphere. So I have the 48.6. The 48, we have the shadow of inadequacy, and then resourcefulness and wisdom. And let me tell you, I can relate to inadequacy like it's my own job. Like, just, it's there. It's very there for me. This sphere is all about the relationships that you attract in your life and in your business. And I also talk about how, this is my own interpretation, how the attraction sphere represents the kinds of experiences that you attract into your business. So when I look at having the 48 and that shadow of inadequacy, and I've been in business for over 5 years, I've been so fucking transparent about my journey, where it's like, okay, I know what it feels like to take several months to, not even several months, it took me over 3 years to have a five-figure month, which is like the coveted thing that you do in the industry, right? And then there is the time it takes to have a six-figure year, or to have consistent clients, or to have successful launches. Like, I've had a lot of up and down. And some people think that that means that I don't know what I'm doing. But the thing is, I can tell you so many ways and how things don't work and why they don't work, because I've done all of it. And so that inadequacy has actually taught me how to be resourceful. When people ask me questions and they're like, oh my God, this isn't working, I'm gonna have 3, 4, 5 different reasons. Okay, this is what we need to look at, because this is why it's not working. And so this is why your shadows, ironically, are also the gifts. So when I look at this, like, I've had a very challenging experience in my business. Like, if I look at the 48 is in the splenic center, that's all about safety and security. That's all about your intuition. And I have it undefined. I only have the 48 activated in the spleen. And so from this gene keys lens, it's really like, okay, what's not working, and I'm not trusting my intuition and safety and security and trying to figure that out. And it's very triggering. It's very jarring. And so when I look at the line expression, I have the 6th line. And we have, when we move into the Venus sequence, we move into like a shadow side and then also a gift side, or like a higher frequency side, I guess you could call it. I'm like losing my words here, but I know you get what I mean. So we have innocence, disappointment, and then resigned and ecstatic. So this is absolutely hysterical to me, because the 6th line is all about having a vision and really being able to see the dream. And no matter how hard it gets, it's really hard to quit. And I cannot tell you how real this is for me, because I have just always had this vision. I've known for 10 years that I wanted to have a coaching business. And then it took me 5 years to start it. And then it took me 4.5 years to get my shit straight and understand the importance of specificity and to really make sure that I like balance strategy and energetics and I don't just try to manifest a business without actually taking proper action and having a framework. So the disappointment is when the vision doesn't come to life as quickly as you want it to. And then we have the resignation where it's like, fuck this, it's not working. So when I really look at this and I embody the sixth line with the 48 in the attraction sphere, again, this is how it ties into leadership. It's like, Kayla, how are you going to sit on the roof, whatever the fuck it is you need to do, look beyond and realize that it takes time and it takes patience for a vision to come to life. This is a huge part of my messaging when I talk about entrepreneurship. When people are like, okay, I'm going to create this program and launch it. I'm like, okay, you're going to do that. And I'm just going to fucking tell you that it might take several months for you to warm up your audience. It might take several times that you launch before you have the full confidence and conviction behind what it is that you're doing that people are going to buy. But you have to be willing not to quit. That is the sixth line in the 48 in the attraction sphere. So when you look at how you help your people have a relationship with themselves or whatever niche or whatever it is that you're doing with them, that sixth line is going to show you the leadership that you need to bring to the table. So when we have the side of innocence and ecstatic energy, it's really this process of surrendering to the journey and really believing in that even if it takes time, it doesn't matter, it's going to happen. Having this innocence and not having this attachment and not being so focused and judgmental, because that's one of the shadow sides of the sixth line is having this judgment of, oh, I'm up here and I can see these things and feeling alienated from the things that we don't see that should be happening. And it's about detaching from that and having this innocence, letting things come to fruition in their own time. So what I want to talk about before I wrap up this Instagram live or this recording that you're going to be listening to on my podcast channel is I want to address the line expressions like 1 to 6 in the Gene Keys. And I want to help you see that in every sphere, there is the opportunity for 6 different line expressions. So you're going to have the Gene Key, period, line expression. And every sphere has a different name for each line expression. So there's like 66 different line expressions, even though there's only 6 lines. But the interesting thing is that the 6 lines all hold the same flavors, right? There's slightly different views depending on the theme of the sphere they're in, but they all have very similar flavors. And so when you look at this and you consider that they're very similar line expressions to human design as well, but I want you to consider this. When you think about your leadership, I'm going to talk about the shadow side and, you know, the high frequency side of each line expression. When you think about your leadership and business and who you are as a service provider, I want you to consider the line expressions in each of your spheres. And this is even getting more specific than you just looking at your profile in human design, right? So for me, I could say, oh yeah, I'm a 6-2 sacral generator. And it's like, okay, I'm a visionary and a teacher consciously. And then unconsciously, I have this natural hermit vibe with people and that's how I operate. But the Gene Keys allow you to get even more specific because with each sphere, there's going to be a different theme. So the first lines are all about foundation. They're all about investigating. They're all about being the creator. It's all about the bones, right? So you're going to see that bone line expression in the purpose sphere. And it's really about creating this foundation to be able to build up. So the shadow side of this is thinking that you don't know enough. So this is how I see people sell out when they have a one line. Whether it's conscious or unconscious, it's like, I don't know enough. I need to go and learn more. You're not actually trusting yourself to start building the foundation. And it's so important to build the foundation because when you don't build the foundation, how the fuck are you going to grow? The second line is all about, and this is what I love in the Gene Keys because it really talks about self-expression and fluidity, right? So in the human design, you hear them talk about more about like natural wisdom. Like it's easy to learn. It's easier to understand. Like you kind of just naturally pick things up and you share them with people. But in the Gene Keys, what I really love that it's taught me about the second line is that we have this side of self-expression, fluidity. We have the line of the dancer, being somebody who is just unapologetically open. So when you have this line, you really want to make sure you are unapologetically being self-expressed in the work that you do. That is your leadership. the shadow side is being someone who is feeling misunderstood and projects their emotions, projects their negative emotions, and then don't realize the impact that that projection has on people. And so you really want to notice, like, let's say if you're not getting the validation that you want, or you're not being seen and heard in the way that you want, you're here to be self-expressed and naturally lead people and have this fluidity in the work they do. And when you catch yourself verbal diarrhea emotions, you need to check yourself, because that's not an authentic representation of your leadership. Now let's talk about the third line. The third line is all about trial and error. It's all about experimentation. It's all about movement. It's going to be about interacting and connecting with other people, working in smaller groups to contribute to the bigger picture. And from a shadow side, there's going to be this underbelly of shame. When you have a three line, if you are not in alignment with this leadership of being somebody who is like, I don't give a fuck if this fails, I'm going to go and do it, and you have this underbelly of shame, it stops you from taking action, and you literally cut off the flow of how you're designed to be a leader. Your experimentation and how you try different things and you know it doesn't work is exactly why people will come to work with you. When we look at the fourth line, this is all about networks, connections, being with one another, friendships, sales, right? So it's funny because I was having a conversation with a client yesterday, and I was talking about what it means to sell and how people feel weird about sales. And they're like, oh my God, sale, like selling is so ick and whatever, but it's not. Here's the reality. This entire recording until this part is a sales conversation. I'm talking to you about the gene keys. I'm talking to you about how you can leverage the line expressions to be a leader. I'm talking to you about how these fears can help you stand out and be specific in your business. This is a sales conversation. Selling is sharing. And the only way you can share is when you connect to others. And this is what it means to be a fourth line. So when you are connecting with others, you're sharing the resources, you are valuing what it means to be somebody who has the things to give, and you want to create those connections and those networks, that's the energy. The shadow side of the fourth line is somebody who is going to reject others before they get rejected. So that means that they're going to push people away. They're going to shut things off, and they're going to numb themselves so that there is no possibility of sharing. So when you're a fourth line, whether you're conscious or unconscious fourth line, you are here to share. You're here to get things out. You're here to connect people, and that means showing up. Let's talk about the fifth line. Fifth line is all about having this power and this leadership and using your voice. This is something that is very empowering, and you're really here and seen as the heretic, somebody who's a hero in being able to give people the solutions that they're looking for, like looking for that support, looking for the answers. The shadow side of the five line is somebody who doesn't think they're in their power, so they try to manipulate people in order to be validated that they're in their power. And it's like, oh, this immediate defeat, immediate victimhood, immediate cutting off their flow and voice of expression. So when you look at this from a leadership lens, you need to realize that it's very natural for you to lead people. You don't need that validation in order to know that you're going to make a difference. You naturally have the answers. People care about what it is that you have to say. The sixth line, obviously the last line, visionary, teacher. This is all about looking at what is next, right? Especially in the Pearl Sequence, you're going to have this conversation around philanthropy and really looking at how we work with systems and being able to push things beyond where they're currently at. And it's all about keeping the vision alive. And so what I see that's so beautiful, and I love that we all have different profiles, different line expressions, because they all build onto the next. In order for a six line to be able to see what's next, there needs to be the one line that's building. There needs to be the two line that shows people how to be self-expressed and to have fluidity. There needs to be the three line of experimentation. There needs to be the four line of connecting with one another. There needs to be the five line, here's here to voice the solution. And the six line is saying, okay, what's next? What are we doing? And so the shadow side of a six line is somebody who's going to judge and who's going to alienate themselves, feel like the black sheep, pull back, and be resigned. And so that's why you really want to pay attention to when you're in that energy, when you're contemplating the gene keys, that is your not self theme. You really want to look at, okay, how can I be responsible and come back to the patience and the love and the tenderness that it takes to be focused on the vision, to feel it in the bones, feel it in your soul, and be able to say, okay, this is what I'm doing next. This is how I'm moving forward. This is how I'm going to lead others. I'm going to role model everything that I know and move forward. So this is just an example of, and I feel like that was a very deep example of all the line expressions in the gene keys, but also you can contemplate this in human design. If you look at your profile in human design and you listen to what I just said, you're going to be able to see these patterns. But when you unapologetically get specific in terms of this is what I bring to the table, this is what I don't bring to the table, these are my zones of genius, and you get really specific with your content, with your offers, with how you support your clients, what it is that you do or don't do inside of your paid containers, everybody wins. But there's this veil in the industries where people think if I get specific, I'm cutting people off. I'm afraid of looking bad. And you have to drop this, because I just gave an empowering context for every single line expression. I just gave an empowering context for both the purpose and the attraction sphere. And you can do that with any of the spheres in the gene keys. I gave you very specific evidence in terms of why you are able to do what it is that you do naturally, and why you need to be specific in how you share, in how you show up, and how you lead yourself and others, because that's what sells. This is how you build trust with your audience. This is how you're going to position yourself as an authority, and this is how you're going to stand out in your industry. So what I want to share with you before I wrap things up today is I want you to know that right now I have an early enrollment happening for Signature Program by Design. And this program, I help people create their signature program while also showing them how to scale and launch, create content, create collaborations to get their work out into the world, be able to have a content strategy. I really hope you have the full framework to scale your business from a human design and gene keys lens, because we get into the specificity of it. So right now until April 23rd, you can qualify for an extended payment plan. You can save $500. You'll get an extra week of support of WhatsApp. You can also sign up until May 8th, but the early enrollment is until the 23rd, where you get the most bonuses. The next thing I want to invite you to do is to sign up for the Simplicity of Specificity Masterclass, which is on April 24th, 25th, and 26th. This is an incredible series where I'm going to be doing more of what I did today, helping you get really specific with your human design and gene keys so that you can stand out in your industry. And I'm going to help you get more specific with your ideal client in your niche, the desires and the problems that you solve, so that we can also create a high-level plan of a content strategy that helps you convert these people into your paid offers. And my intention with this masterclass series is that people are going to feel this conviction and this confidence with what it is that they bring to the table, because you're going to realize, oh my gosh, like, I am unique. I am in my own lane. This is how I help people. And you're willing to take full responsibility for it. So if you want to talk to me about Signature Program by Design and early enrollment, DM me the word signature on Instagram. If you want to sign up for the masterclass series, DM me the word simplicity. Or if you're watching this on Instagram, you can comment the word simplicity below and I'll message you. Or you can also just head to the link in my bio and sign up as well. So I want to thank you for listening to this. I hope that you feel empowered by your line expressions and that you have this new way of seeing your spheres and that you are really enjoying this conversation. So thank you so much for listening, and I will chat with you next time.